According to the Vatican website, there are 305 references to bread in sacred scriptures. In the interest of time, I do not intend to address each one of them. Is there an echo in here? Today, Jesus has something very important to tell us about what we eat and drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them on the last day. It's a pretty bold statement that requires some understanding, doesn't it? If you haven't guessed by now, Catholics aren't cannibals, are we? But after reading today's gospel, it's not surprising that in ancient Rome, some people thought so. And we could think the same exact thing, except we have faith that helps us to see and to understand things in a different way. Today's gospel reminds us of the importance that communion has for us Catholics each time we celebrate the Eucharist. The bread and the wine we offer and bless at Mass becomes for us the true body and the true blood of Christ. And it is this sacramental real presence that contains the reality of all that Jesus is, seen and unseen. This is an unexplainable mystery that only in faith can be accepted. So then, how do we get our heads around the concept of transubstantiation? As a person of science, I can't detect any physical change in the substance of the bread, and I can't show any chemical change in the wine once they become the body and blood of Jesus. Yet we believe. Today, as we gather to celebrate the Eucharist, Jesus again makes himself present to us, giving us the sustenance that gives meaning and strength to our lives. The Eucharist is never a private event where the only ones that count are just Jesus and me. The Mass is a communal celebration where we all gather to share in our faith in Jesus, who shared and gave his life for us. When we receive the body and blood of Christ, we participate in a very special way in the life of Jesus, a life dedicated to and for others. The Eucharist gives us life in the Spirit, while at the same time, it invites us. No, it compels us to share our lives with others, just as Jesus did. In the Eucharist, we take him into our body. We invite him and welcome him into our hearts. We let him become part of us, and we become part of him. It is then and only then can he nourish us. It is then and only then can he give life to our heart and to our soul. Here's something to think about this week. In receiving the Eucharist, how are we changed? And if not, why not? And if we are changed, for how long are we changed? Christ always remains in us, but do we always remain in him? Or is our communion just a fleeting moment? There is something very special, very beautiful, very holy in the faithful coming forward to share in the Eucharistic banquet. From the youngest to the oldest communicants, it connects each one of us with our Savior and with one another. It creates a unique power and connection within our faith community. Each Sunday, it is Jesus who calls us and gathers us here around the altar. Each Sunday, it is Jesus who sends us back out into the world in which we live and work, so that we can share God's love and our faith with others, and to help prepare this world for the kingdom that Jesus will complete one day. We are all called to give away that which we receive from Jesus. I was given life, but do I give life or do I give death? By hating someone just because they're a little different, by ignoring the needs of other people around me, by claiming I can't get involved, or by saying, "Not me, Lord," when he calls. How will we share ourselves with others this week? It is through the gift of his holy body and blood that Jesus leads you and me into the divine banquet of life. This is the awesome truth that Jesus is telling us today. Jesus Christ is the living bread that came down from heaven. If we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we will have life within us. We will have life because of him. We will remain in Christ, and he will remain in us. We will have eternal life. We will live forever. And we will be raised on the last day. My brothers and sisters, it just doesn't get any better than that. I do believe. Do you?